What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, I think we can be somewhat truthful when we say that ever since the concept of marriage, there have been men who've decided to put the mask on to end said marriage. So we can pretty much come to the conclusion that the termination train has been with us throughout history. So this article is coming from the archives as it was published on the 18th of September, 2015. Man convicted of termination for ramming his wife with a car, then stomping on her head. Gentlemen, where are the brothers Johnson when you need them? Everybody take it to the top. We gonna stomp all night in the neighborhood. Don't it feel all right? Gonna stomp all night. Y'all know I ain't shit. I ain't shit. Boy, he must have stomped the yard and she was the yard. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Southwest suburban man seen stomping on his wife's head by a paramedic as she lay on the floor of the garage after being run down by a car, was found guilty of her termination Friday, according to prosecutors. Quote, unquote, this was a premeditated, cold-blooded termination conducted by a heartless coward who thought this was the easiest way to end an 11-year marriage to the innocent woman who loved him. Will County State's Attorney James Glasgow said in a statement. Let me go ahead and stop right there. How the hell does he know that this was an innocent woman? 11 years of marriage, as if there was no fighting, no arguing, no nothing. You see, when judges and attorneys speak like this, they should be thrown off their cases because they're automatically going in with a bias. After deliberating for about 2 hours, a jury found 64-year-old Jerry Nichols of Crest Hill guilty of her termination, according to the state's attorney's office. On January 26, 2013, Nichols rammed his wife, Diane Nichols, twice with her car, prosecutors said. The victim was slammed into the rear wall of the garage with a force great enough to crack studs. As she lay on the ground, Nichols, quote unquote, stomped on her head with such force that he fractured, her jaw and skull and damaged the cartilage in her throat, prosecutors said. She had already suffered multiple broken legs, fractured ribs, and a broken spinal column when she was struck with the car. Nichols then made a 911 call from the garage reporting his wife's deletion as an accident. The first paramedic arrived within minutes and, quote unquote, witnessed Jerry Nichols stomp on his wife's head and called out in shock, quote unquote, what are you doing? The recorded 911 call captured the sound of the stomping and the first responder's voice, and it was played for jurors in court, prosecutors said. Nichols had been planning to offline his wife for months, prosecutors said at the trial. Computer forensic evidence showed he had done online research about poisons that are difficult to detect. That included ricin made from castor beans, potassium cyanide, and nicotine. Nichols purchased castor beans online and had them delivered to his workplace, prosecutors said. Nichols gave police multiple versions of what happened to his wife, stating at first that his foot slipped off the brake while he was warming up her car, and then claimed he jerked the car forward towards her several times as a joke, prosecutors said. He also claimed he stomped his wife's head because he suffers from PTSD stemming from his service in the Vietnam War more than 40 years ago, prosecutors said, but, quote unquote, presented no medical testimony regarding his alleged condition. Circuit Court Judge David Carlson will sentence Nichols on December 2nd, and he faced 20 to 60 years in prison. Quote unquote, the conviction secured by my prosecutors guarantees that this selfish offliner will die behind the walls of a state prison, Glasgow said. Well, well, well. It would appear that Mr. Nichols became what? Part of the Three Hots and a Cot retirement club. Now, he had said that he wanted to end the marriage. The question is, who more than likely was going to file for the divorce? As we all know, 9 times out of 10, yeah, he probably caught wind of the wife filing for divorce behind his back and decided, oh, okay, you want to go ahead and declare war on me using the state? All right, guess what? War it is. And guess what? She played the game of, I'm going to, you know, declare war on you with the state and use the state to fuck your life up. And remember, gents, I've said this before and I will keep saying this in the case of divorce. Whenever a woman wants to try to fuck up a man's life with the system, with the gun of the state, she better be ready to protect her own life. Because once again, when you declare war on a man with the state, whatever he does, guess what? All bets are off. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly, what more do I need to damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their home, obviously in the garage. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the feet of fury. I'm going to give that a 50. Psychological impact. Going to give that a 40 because the paramedic had to show up and witness the good old stomping. And for the brutality factor. He hit her with a car, made her suffer multiple injuries, then decided to finish her off with the boots of justice. So I'm going to give that a 60. So Jerry, knockout Nichols, gets a score of 160. Gentlemen, once again, another man who knew that if his wife decided to use the system against him, jail was going to be over his head regardless. Regardless, especially if she was going to go for alimony. Hey, can't pay that state-sponsored ransom. guess what? You're going to go to jail. So he decided, you know what? Oh, well, jail is over my head regardless, so I may as well go by my own hand. Yeah. Another man who joined the Three Hots and a Cot Retirement Club. Hey, definitely not the first, won't be the last. So, of course, once again, the divorce court industry has blood on its hands. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies out there, all you married women out there who think that you're still going to weaponize the state against your husband when you're ready to leave, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that that court's going to give you, the protection you think that court's going to give you, it will go out. Feminism and the idea that no matter what you do, you're still going to be able to hide behind the Duluth model, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, when a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act, especially in a lethal manner. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.